feast or famine. I knew the Manhattan you grew up in well indeed. The Upper West Side, gruesomely built of blocks of primitive brick and stone. But for you, with two orchestra musician parents, a ticket into New York Bohemia, bagels and lox from Zabar's, then nothing, popcorn, then back to Zabar's. Whether feast or famine, no forced schooling for you, just days at home with paints and canvases from a young age for company, hours of repetition, breakthroughs. Always unease that what you wanted to paint was too formal, too advanced for the land of Warhol and Koons. You were ready for Philly. Paffa, drugs, dykes, all in preparation for finding it, your mind's precious Rosetta Stone. Your vision grew limpid as your life went crazy. Ensconced in the center city beau monde, directing traffic, wedded to an Irish witch who wished you the worst in the end. Every distillation of visual perfection in your brain found refulgent form as you found time to fall into my arms as well, and I rode analogous waves. Why it was all lost then was simple. The girls, your girls, didn't like it. They were threatened by a genius they knew to be easily trounced. I never let you go. I still won't. The halcyon nights we spent remain the guiding light of my life, in this world and beyond. You and Mary, and bruises or afterthoughts be damned. Rosetta Stone.